flags around is really all about. It's saying anybody who is not white Anglo-Saxon is simply not welcome in this particular area. That's why they're doing it. But racism's not the only thing that's going on here, and I think this kind of complicates the whole thing a little bit. And I suspect you see the same sort of things in the US as well. Is that while racism is a kind of factor, major factor within all of this, so are the economic factors about what's happening to working class people. At the moment, people can't afford to put bread on the table, keep a roof over their head, if they have a roof over their head, to be able to pay their energy bills. And people can't afford to do that. And what happened, and that's a direct consequence of government policy. So the Labour Party's got a lot to answer for within all of this. And when we raise this with them, part of the, one of the things that they say, or their response to all of this is quite often just to try and outright the far right. And you can't do that. So they start saying things like, oh, well, any immigrants to this country, they have to prove their worth to the country, which is really dangerous stuff, because they don't mean white people coming to this country. They mean black people coming to this country.
In the last Black Agenda Radio piece, we spoke with Anthony Flint Taylor of the People's Law Office. His family is among those representing the Shabazz family and seeking to uncover the truth of the assassination of Malcolm X, including the possibility of law enforcement involvement in the lawsuit. Stay tuned.
We have been able to, that office in New York City, to see some documentation that shows the depth of the U.S. government and the New York Police Department, and particularly its Red Squad, or Posse, as it was called back in the day, their role in the planning of the assassination. The fact that they had agents not only involved in the assassination, but witnesses to it, as well as a gigantic cover-up that was orchestrated by J. Edgar Hoover in Washington, from the FBI, of course, and with the cooperation and deep involvement of the New York Police Department's detectives and supervisors as well. And so that's what we're really looking at now in this lawsuit, some 65 years later, 60 years later, excuse me, from the time that Malcolm was assassinated in the Audubon Ballroom. Eddie Shabazz and Malcolm have been able to keep going and is such a vibrant part of the community. But having said that, in terms of what stands out to me is having been involved so many years and decades before in dealing with the Fred Hampton case here in Chicago, the assassination of the Black Panther leader, along with Mark Clark, another Black Panther leader from Peoria, Illinois, in December of 1969. To see the similarities in the conspiracy. It took us 13 years to fully expose the conspiracy between the FBI, the local police here, and the prosecutor's office in the assassination of Fred Hampton and the cover-up. And here we're starting to see some of the same outlines. And one of the things that stands out to me, obviously, is the COINTELPRO program, the counterintelligence program, the secret program. That was defrocked in the 70s, which showed that Malcolm, among others, the Black Panther Party, Stokely Carmichael, Malcolm, excuse me, Dr. King, and other Black liberation leaders were targeted by the FBI. And in Fred Hampton's case, they were involved in the actual planning, and then we uncovered documentation that showed that.
So those were all our pieces from Democracy Now! And from Black Agenda Radio. And we currently have Ibrahim on the line to give us an update regarding Sudan. Ibrahim, are you there?
Yes, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Yeah, we are doing well.
Okay. Yeah. I want to say thank you really for the opportunity, and thank you for asking about the Sudan. Sudan is still there, and fight is still continuing, especially in the area of the capital of Darfur, Fajr, and they just intensively war there. And yes, Fajr is still under a century of Janjaweed, and people is still in the city. And there is still needed for the, asking for the supplies, and there is still Janjaweed is still controlling the Fajr. They don't like to let any supplies to come, but this time is a little bit different because Sudanese army being able to airdrop the, some kind of supplies in Fajr, and that bring the, some kind of release in the Fajr. But Fajr people and civilian people and volunteer people and African enjoy drop people. General is still a strong front, but Janjaweed, they're still attacking the Fajr. This time, almost they get it like 251 time of the targeting the, attacking the Fajr, but Fajr is still there also, and they're not able to do anything. But yeah, they just targeting the civilian people in the Abshokom. That is a really very big effect on civilian, and civilian people always dying, and children dying, and older people, people who is, has the disease, and they have don't have the medication, they dying for that. But overall, the patient is still there, and people are still fighting, and army is still following the patient, and that is the whole situation right now in. Therefore, in Sudan, especially in the Fajr, but on other hand, the Sudanese all public and army and political all united beyond their government, and government they make really very big effort in order to break ground blockade of the Janjaweed to deliver the supplies to the Fajr, and that we're gonna see in the near future. That is the situation right now in the Fajr. But if you move on the other area, like Kordofan, the Kordofan almost, because the war was started in the west of Kordofan, and in the south of Kordofan, and in the north Kordofan, but they, now the all areas in the final line is, and there is just many towns and cities and the forest and area. They look you everywhere for the Janjaweed there. But yeah, they're in the one, and Kordofan is going to be completely liberated from the hand of the Janjaweed, and that is seen as a good news. Janjaweed and their organization and their robberies and diggers and all occupiers, now they're in the side of the decrease the power, and they just began to chaos in between them, and some of them began to just moving and leaving to the Sudan, but the war is still there and situation is still bad. But in the future we're gonna see the or is going to be moved in the Darfur. That would seem that way. But overall, the Sudan people, they just united, and they have the slogan. They say, fight for the your land and fight for your people, and need to be Sudan to be liberated from in the hand of Janjaweed, and also they also just fighting for belonging to the United Arab Emirates, because that is a beyond of the Janjaweed, and also the older people, they didn't see any news or any extreme news in over there, except the Al Jazeera news that is covering in the Sudan, and that is the situation right now in the Sudan. And thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for asking.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much, Ibrahim, for giving us an update regarding and those different regions of Sudan. There was a piece from the MQSI Now a couple days ago, and I'm not sure if you tune in, but they did a piece on Sudan, and where they noted, you know, that starvation is now being used as a weapon of war in numerous conflicts across the globe, including Sudan, right? And so in this piece, they were pretty much comparing, you know, Sudan and Palestine and other areas where they have, you know, different civil wars as such. And starvation was being evidently used. Initially, you also mentioned, you know, that many of these areas are receiving aid. You know, I was receiving different supplies being dropped in. You can either build on this question today or you can build on it next time. No, but we are curious, you know, which areas are bringing in this foreign aid in Sudan. You know, are all the areas in Sudan affected equally, or is one affected more? Regarding the starvation or this man-made famine that's occurring. So perhaps we can build on that some more next time. If you can, you know, reflect on that issue of starvation in those different areas and the famine, you know, that's being created. And of course, how it can be alleviated. You know, in our pieces today, you know, we're kind of celebrating another potential deal, you know, a ceasefire in Palestine, you know, which, as we have known in the past, hasn't really held much weight. But we're hoping, you know, this time it will hold. So I'm also hoping, you know, that same thing is being reflected in Sudan in the upcoming months or so, but hopefully sooner. But I will leave you with those thoughts. And I thank you again so much for coming on today.
Oh, really? If there is some kind of time, I can answer that question, because this is a really positive question. I have to answer that question, and really, I appreciate it. Yeah, if you compare the Sudan with the other countries, has the issue, like, for example, Palestine, or you can say Ukraine, Sudan is not there in the light of the news or the extreme media, because World Report get totally the Sudan, that is one. And number two, the United Nations and the world, they don't have the ability to being able to provide the aid, especially in Fashir, because they call many times and talk with the Sudanese government, and Sudanese government must agree, but they talk with the Janjaweed, and Janjaweed refuse, and they don't have ability, because they talk two articles, I think the 27 and 36, and Janjaweed never apply that article, and them listen for them, and they just quiet because of the Janjaweed for protecting with the UMA, E, because that is preventing the Janjaweed to listen to the United Nations or the other GSR organizations, and that's what is happening in the Sudan. And just in the sense of the aid, yeah, sometimes the aid with the United Nations is coming in the west of the Sudan, in the area of Tchad, entering the Sudan, but that is moving in the area who they control in the Janjaweed. And some kind of the aid is coming in the east of Sudan, but that is a controlling with the government, and that is going to the some, but that is a less one in the Sudan. That kind of the aid the Sudan is getting properly, but that in the west one is more of going in the area of the Janjaweed. And Janjaweed, you know, that is a really very racist people in between themselves. That is just Arab nomad. And just taking that kind of thing, and nobody can just mention that. But civilian people under the Janjaweed power, they are still suffering, and they're not getting anything, and they always dying. And you hear that the cholera and that many diseases was there, and they're not able to protect the people, and just fighting is over all of the aid, and that kind of situation right now is bad. And that's why I say the world is totally forget that the Sudanese, they are able to liberate the country, and they liberated the area which one is a Janjaweed controlling, and that we will see in the near future. And I want to say also, if you talk about the peace, yeah, everyone needs the peace. Nobody like the war eventually. But the question is that the peace is not going to be in the Sudan. Because these Janjaweed people, they are, strangers, and they, most of them are the robbers and fighters, and they came in the other different countries, like for example, most the Libya or the Central Africa or the Niger. Whatever, and some people came from the, like you heard from Colombia, and these all are the occupiers, and that was Sudanese don't like to just give him that title and they, to be Sudanese to talk about the Sudan. No, that whole Sudanese and population of Sudanese, they refuse that, and that we don't, they don't going to have that kind of the talk or that kind of situation of the peace in Sudan. Yeah, that. What the stand the Sudan about it, and Sudanese stand on that point, and just only one choice, and fight and liberate, and just Janjaweed must remove out of the Sudan. That is the aim, what the Sudanese need and what Sudanese depend on. And really, I appreciate it, and I appreciated your question.
All right. I don't care if your nanny was black or you ate grits for breakfast every morning and you knew a girl in high school, a black girl, and she was nice. I don't care if your nanny was black because Michael Griffiths is dead, killed by white youths who got her free, even though witnesses testified to their crime. So I don't care, you hear? I don't care because black woman Tawana Brawley was raped by four white cops who are still out on the street. And Donald Trump takes out a three-page ad in the New York Times calling for the death of six black youth accused of raping a white woman. So I don't care if your nanny was black and you ate grits for breakfast every morning and you knew a black girl in high school and she was nice. I don't care, you hear? I don't care, cause for too long we have held our pain in our very flesh. For too long.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. How's it going today?
Not much, you know, and you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I say you're going out the tongue, I ain't hear you at all around.
No, sometimes I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys do the Wednesday thing at
I just did by myself with that Abe, the, what's his name? The
Abe.
Squeeze box piano there. The accordion?
Yeah,
the accordion.
Yeah. I was listening for you, but I didn't hear you, so I say you probably didn't go.
Yeah, and Umpo said no. He said that it's kind of too cold for me. He's not gonna do that either. So mm-hmm. I said that's all right. Mm-hmm. It's all right.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Yeah. So what's going on now?
Don't have any shows coming up at the moment, so we'll have to just wait and see. Basically it's the same old, same. Check out some High Road basically videos for those who have not. www.highroad.live. Mm-hmm. Check that out. Check out whatever videos there. Give thanks for throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. Eileen and Nicole at this whole for the whole summer there for the farmers market there and Good mm-hmm. Food Club. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. There was lots of letting us drum there throughout the summer. That has been good. We've been there for I guess plenty Wednesdays. So thank you for that. Thank you for the good food and for the community. Thank you for that. Yeah. Other than that, we don't have shows coming up until we book something or get something going. So that's it at the moment. So please just check out the videos and things like that on the High Road site. Mm-hmm. And different ones where we're playing Toad in the Hole, Tap House, Royal Albert, this mm-hmm. and that. It's just different clips there, which people might have already seen. For those who haven't, please check it out. And when there will be some shows, I'm going to let you know.
All right. Mm-hmm. We look forward to that.
Yeah. Today I'll shout you around, in the afternoon. I'll shout you in the afternoon. We'll see if we can deal with some things there.
All right. Bless and love to the eye.
Okay.
Give thanks and praise.
All right.
Fantastic Friday. Always beholden to you to keep any community connected in that kind of way.
Okay. Thank you for that.
We look forward, eh?
All right. Fantastic Friday, people. Keep listening in. Have a good day today. One love to you.
Aye.
Things they say and do
weaken your heart and conquer you.
Just make your life one ever true.
And I know Jah will see you through.
They all wanna see you fall and stumble along the way. Yeah.
But Jah is great. Keep the faith. He'll guide you day by day.
Get on up.
Not turn to crime. Mama raise your boots, I beg you put down the nine. Them have the power, but you rule your mind. Teaching's your treasure, can't leave behind. Must climb the ladder one step at a time. Mind over matter, greatness defined. Must defend your honor if a guy cross the line. And stand up on your rights.
Get up, son of a fight.
No make nobody broke your stride.
Get up, son of a fight.
No care who have to criticize.
Get up, son of a fight.
No make nobody hold you down again. You're better than the whole of them. Stand up on your rights.
Get up, son of a fight.
No make nobody broke your stride.
Get up, son of a fight.
No care who have to criticize.
Get up, son of a fight.
No make nobody hold you down again.
I like this music. That's why I listen to Fantastic Friday with Ras Rico I.
Cut straight. At that, me want you fi do. Hello, this is Mahmood from CKUW with Fantastic Friday. I wish you to tune in every Friday to wish yourself a Fantastic Friday because it's an awesome day and you should love yourself.
Most times them come have a man where them a share. She don't a worry about where next girl a wear. And she said they need fi do them here.
Do you hear?
The kind of life we see them living
round here.
Sometimes it's sorry fi distress where them a be. But a girl from your conscience clear. See the one you love make me hear. Ha! Man a the least of my problem. So me left idiot fi have them. Me too cute fi mix up and blend blend. So tell a girl she fi go with a argument.
Yes, child.
What are you
listening to? I listen to Uncle Rico here.
On the radio, on the phone, mommy.
On the radio. He have a program on 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Where is that?
That's in Canada. This radio station is the baddest station with the best program on Fantastic Friday. This 95.9 FM. Feel when you pet bad.
Rap so style.
Yourself to blame. I say it's a shame, shame. You have only yourself to blame. I say it's a shame, shame. You have only yourself to blame. I say it's a shame, shame. You have only yourself to blame.
Shame.
About the working family, you think they care about the mother and the picnic? You think they care about a decent wage and everybody right to live? So much a million children starving, so much a million people dying. They tell the billion.
Do you believe in rap song?
What do you mean if I believe in rap song?
I don't know. I mean, do you believe in rap song?
I don't believe. I know.
I mean, do you really believe?
I really.
Do you believe?
Ask anybody you know.
Do you believe?
Tell me.
I want a big rap so blunt.
Tell me where you need, or where you need, or where you need.
I said, roll up the rap so leave out the seed. Tell me how it smoke, how it smoke, how it smoke.
Say I love the rhythm, so you know I
care. Tell me where it from, where it from, where it from.
Straight out of Trinidad, so beat up the drum. Music is a smoke, I will never joke. For the love of beaming up, man, you got to understand. I smoke the rap to music to become a clearer man. Stop, wait, start the rhythm. Strong and full of roots, drum is speaking true. Dreadness that I carry up a fine so cute. So I roll out a beat, take over the street. Now they get me hungry when I come out to eat. When I see a road sign, mark up foreign. Style of bus, but real, real quick as a lick ball shot and had the lamppost running out of my island. So
tell me where you want, the way you want, the way you want. She need to flow like the Orinoco. Me start off singing Kaiso. Me fun to soak to make me river bands grow. But now me graduate from the rolling school. This rap so go big, big man done fool. Them hard like a spiritual boot. As a can, come on, come on, come on.
Do you believe in rap so?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you believe in rap so?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you believe in rap so?
Hands in the air. Put your hands in the air. Hands in the air. Hands in the air. Bedrick streets done turned to a war zone. Rap so walk alone with a trombone reaching the square. Give it a blow. And the vibes start to flow. Wild and down and some jam man last. With feet that tattoo with spoon and cozy. Up by my mom, collecting the back. The forces relax, waiting for them to put on the shadow and launch an attack. Put on the shadow and launch an attack. Put on the shadow and launch an attack.
Attack!
company.
Hold on your partner.
Two company.
Come to take over.
Three company.
Point with your finger.
One company.
Stand at attention.
Two company.
Rap show. Jab Malassi style.
Siren sound and people pay attention. The noise was big, a volcanic eruption. Aristide sent his best regards. Fire in the sky, people waving the flag. No dress rehearsal, this one's for real. Carter come down to work out the deal. Moko jump is high in the air. Hero to the front, devil to the rear. It's what is war that we come to declare. It's war that we come to declare.
I'm Taylor from the Westman soccer and basketball team here at U of W. And I listen to Fantastic Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM.
One company should
I'll go cross any ocean to find it. Won't let no mountain get in the way. Yeah. Come cross the water, been through the fire. I know that my heart will show me the way. Everywhere you turn, you see people smiling. We don't see no creed and race. I don't want nobody tell we about leaving. We fight for we thing and this is we place. Take me home.
People full of vibes and it shows, yeah. That's my home, yeah. Nigga Island, we're Caribbean sun. So forget about your problems and leave them all behind. Cause it's so much to do, so much to find. No worry about nothing, gonna have a good time. Ain't got nothing on my mind, boy.
I'm
from the grass to the beach. We dipping, we drinking juice from a fruit. We zipping.
Hi, I'm Jelsey Vanderhoeft from the Westman soccer team, and I listen to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM every Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m.
When we pull up, he looking pretty vexed. Asking me and Travis if we see the text. The text say, dress code in effect. It's a fit, so we ride up on some BMX. Squad deep, rough riding like DMX. Promote a bitchin' like you suffering from PMS. Because we pull up in some t-shirt, short jeans and Yeezy, bro. Hard fit, where you come to do this easy, bro. Champagne, popping like the stars on TV, bro. Turn up the heat, till they start to beg for peace, bro. Who wanted to eat? Say to pack up all the meals to go. The dance nice, nobody here so don't need to go. I'm no taxi man, outside balling tree to go. A man say Ras, tell me where you get them trees to blow. Cause I need the float, yeah we need the float. Yeah, I saw delinquent in a fit. As soon as they say water then I whip. We girl like them and all did in a sweat. We ready from we jump off of the jet. When the soca start and the crowded part, we hit bullseye like that. East, west, south and north. Are some friend from yard, they ballin' bomba clap. When we pull up in with t-shirt, short jeans and Yeezy, bro. Hard fit, we are come to do this easy, bro. Champagne popping like the stars on TV, bro. Turn up the heat till they start to beg for breeze to blow. Who wanted to eat? Say to pack up all the music.
Okay, boom.
Yeah.
I'm trying to book my flight today. Straight right from New York to the air. Don't have no stress, my bills done paid.
Yeah, boy.
Love you too.
Let's go now.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, man.
It's donkey time. Come
on. Yeah, man.
Go donkey. Dance the donkey. Go
donkey. Go. Or he. Or he. Yeah, we're running out of time this morning, so we have to say to you goodbye. In the meantime, Prince Ogun has taken off, so we put Princess Catherine on.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed the show and you have a fantastic Friday.
All right. Blessed sorriness to everyone. We will pick up with everyone next week again. In the meantime, on behalf of Prince Ogun, he has stepped out. Princess Rachel, Princess Tim Solon, Queen Victoria, Dr. T and John was here, but never here. And we tell you that we won't take off this morning until we pick up with you again next week. Love and kindness. Blessed greetings. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Pojo. Thank you.
And your hands still clutching, and you're falling. Go donkey, go. And you're falling. Go donkey, go. Go donkey. No whip, the donkey whip, the donkey whip, the donkey whip. No whip, the donkey whip, the donkey whip, the donkey whip it. Go donkey, go. Put it up, go donkey. Yes, man. Go donkey, go. Go donkey. No wiggle up your boots, wiggle up your boots, wiggle up your boots. No wiggle up your boots, wiggle up your boots. Go donkey, go. Donkey time. Go donkey, go. Now don't forget go what donkey. I tell you. Put your two fists together with your elbow out. And with a forward motion, you will start to shout. Let me hear you. Go donkey, go. Go donkey. Start to shout. Go donkey, go. Go donkey. Come again. The donkey balling. The donkey quarreling. The donkey say that he can't take too much load. Me donkey want to shake his tail on the road. Watch me donkey, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Don't feel no way, keep it in, keep it in. I time a donkey on top of the hill, and if he ain't dead, he's dead. Oh he, oh he, oh he, oh he. Me donkey eat, me donkey sleep, me donkey kick with them two hind feet. Me donkey walk, me donkey talk, me donkey eat with a spoon and fork. A lady, stick a piece of charcoal, stick it in the nose hole. Oh Lord, me donkey go dead. Me donkey go oh he, oh he, oh he, oh he.
Go donkey, go. Go donkey.
Well, yes, sir. Go donkey. Of course, if you don't want to do part one, you can do part two and part three.
Go donkey.
Part two, of course, when the lady climb on your shoulder, yes, gentlemen. And you're strong. Put the lady on your shoulder, yes. And of course, part three is the lady on your shoulder already. But you're turning wrong. That's it, you know. We call it back the front donkey. Back the front donkey. What do you call it? Back the front donkey. Back the front donkey. Turn wrong. Back the front donkey. Oh, yeah. Part one, part two, and part three. Yes, sir.
What?
Welcome to Wooden Spoons on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is John Dick, and I'm here with community nutritionist Mary Jane Eason to discuss topics of healthy living, environmental issues, what's going on in the community, as well as other interesting things in this hour-long show. On Wooden Spoons, we recognize that all things are related, and with learning and awareness, we connect the dots and make up our world. Every Friday morning on Wooden Spoons, we speak with guests on today's relevant issues, share nutritious recipes, and explore important topics